AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. A vigil held this evening in Uvalde, Texas, for the 19 school children and two teachers killed in a fourth grade classroom at Robb Elementary School.
Oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee.
Pastor Niftali Barboza prayed for the families.
I ask God that you be with those who have lost loved ones. May you comfort them, Father, as they mourn. As they try to gather their thoughts and gather themselves.
The vigil mourns yesterday's shooting by an 18-year-old who bought two semi-automatic rifles shortly after his birthday and started his carnage by shooting and wounding his grandmother. His grandfather, Rolando Reyes, was asked why Salvador Ramos shot his grandmother.
I don't know.
No sabe lo que pasó.
A witness to the attack who lives across from the school says onlookers urged police officers to charge the building as Ramos was firing shots inside. Investigators say the attack lasted some 40 minutes because Ramos had locked the classroom door. A law enforcement official says the Border Patrol SWAT team had to get a staff member to open the door with a key. President Biden, after two mass shootings in less than 2 weeks, calls for Congress to act on stronger gun laws.
Well, they clearly will not prevent every tragedy. We know certain ones will have significant impact and have no negative impact on the Second Amendment. Second Amendment is not absolute.
Funerals held today for retired Buffalo Police Officer Aaron Salter, who was posthumously promoted to lieutenant and awarded the department's Medal of Honor for trying to stop the 18-year-old white suspect armed with a semi-automatic weapon wearing body armor. Services were also held for Pearl Young, a 77-year-old grandmother and great-grandmother and substitute teacher. They were two of the 10 blacks killed in the attack. This is AP News. The Federal Reserve releases its latest policy meeting minutes.
With inflation at its highest in four decades, Fed officials agreed they might have to raise interest rates to levels that would weaken the economy in their effort to tame it. All believed the Fed should raise its key rate expeditiously to a level which neither stimulates or restrains growth, which officials have put at about 2.4%. Many also agreed they could assess the effects of their rate hikes and adjust depending on the economy's health. The minutes suggest there may be a sharp debate about how quickly to tighten credit after the Fed's next two meetings. Those are in June and July, and most of the Fed officials see half-point increases as likely appropriate. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Two people who know say Colin Kaepernick has a workout with the Las Vegas Raiders, his first chance since last playing in 2016 when he started kneeling during the national anthem protesting police brutality and racial inequality. ESPN first reported the news. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.